We're talking with candidates in the race to become Milwaukee's next mayor here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Seven candidates are on the ballot in the nonpartisan primary election less than 2 weeks away. Top two advance to the spring election on April 5th. Former Mayor Tom Barrett resigned, as you recall, in December to serve as U.S. Ambassador to Luxembourg. What do you think Milwaukee's next mayor should prioritize? What are the city's biggest challenges and opportunities? 800-642-1234. Lena Taylor is a state senator who represents parts of Milwaukee, previously ran for mayor in 2020. State Senator Taylor, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Hi, thank you for having me. It's great to be with you again.
Well, start out with your top priorities for the city. What are they?
The number one issue is the budget. The budget is in extreme challenge, not just because of the pension for police and fire, but also because we have not gotten our fair share of shared revenue for some time. I want to say that the amount that we get is about equal to what we got before 2009.
So how would you address that issue? How would you address the budget in very tight times in the constraints of what you receive from the state?
So a couple of things. I've been on the finance committee for like at least 14, 15 years of my career. And the $70 billion budget that the state has is such that it has some of the largest surplus that they've ever had. And I would argue that that's partly because people like or places like Milwaukee has not gotten its fair share for some time. So trying to put it on the table to really show what the finances are like, I think, is important. And building that kind of rapport, I think, is key, because I don't believe that many respected the efficient use, the lack, I should say, of efficient use by the previous mayor with the budget. So rebuilding those relationships to show a different amount of thought in funding that we get, but asking for what's due us and putting it on the table and showing how that has affected us. Also asking the feds for help in regards to dealing with policing our court system, because we can't get individuals off the street who have committed crimes if our court system is 2 to 4 years backed up for people to get trials and to be processed. And then the last thing I'm going to do is build new revenue. We've got to create new industry so that individuals will come and that we can ultimately grow the revenue streams that we have here. So build new relationships through hopefully renewed accountability measures, you know, be more efficient with those dollars, you know, and do the other things that I've articulated, you know, is key.
One revenue stream in the moment, in these times, that the city has $200 million in unallocated federal funding for responding to the pandemic. That's from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. How should this money be spent?
The money should be spent in a way that makes that money make money for us, is what I'd like to say. Making sure that we're building capacity with every dollar that we spend, capacity in businesses that are created or happening and growing in our community. So that means if we contract with someone to do thing X and we don't have a number of businesses in that area, then we should also be making sure that we're growing businesses like Business X that did that work. Also making sure that we're tapping in, using our assets in every way that we can for our residents to get skills training, whether it's in the trades or whether it's in entrepreneurship. We need to be the destination for pre-apprenticeships, apprenticeships, and entrepreneurship. So I intend to make the money make money for us in those ways, but also spending it in the areas that you've already mentioned, areas dealing with our public safety and areas dealing with our housing, our lead lateral removal are three of the areas that pop up immediately.
I want to just for a moment circle back to pension that you brought up, the pension issue, the pension task force last fall. A quarter of the city of Milwaukee's workforce could be let go by between 2023 and 2025 if the anticipated spike in the city's annual pension contribution is not addressed. What would you do? Would you cut city services and staff? How would you make up for it?
Well, I think I've articulated earlier in the budget challenges, building new revenue is also possibilities. Building new industry, not just thinking that we're going to be stuck where we are. That's the vision and the innovative thinking that I think that I bring that's different than my colleagues. But also looking at other efficient ways that we can do things in the city and looking at how the pension is presently done. We may have to create new agreements for new individuals coming in. They may not be able to have the same prime rib pension plan at a time when we can't even afford ground beef.
So perhaps reducing the pension program in some way for future workers.
Correct. That may be what we need to do. It's not something I can do in a silo. It is something that has to be negotiated with the unions, and it is something that has to be discussed with the Common Council. But those are the types of things that we may need to do if we are not able to get the financial assistance that we speak about from the state, from the feds, or create new revenue streams and efficiencies within the city budget. All of which I'm hoping that we can do.
We are having conversations with all the candidates for Milwaukee mayor ahead of the February 15th primary. And we have one candidate on the ballot today, State Senator Lena Taylor of Milwaukee. Join in with your questions, 800-642-1234. How would your administration seek to reduce violence and reckless driving?
Oh, thank you for that question. This is, you know, an issue that's plaguing us tremendously. I'd like to bring the same plan that the city attempted to do before, but failed to include the community and the wraparound services necessary in order for the program to be successful. In particular, it's a High Point, North Carolina model where, let's just say, it's like, let's make a deal. Curtain number one, we have all the intelligence we need to send you to prison. Curtain number two, we will wrap services around you and give you a pathway to empowerment to do something different with your life, to get a skill so that you're able to be self-sustaining. That model didn't work before because we failed to do the wraparound services. We failed to give people the supports in order to move to empowerment. That's the difference in how I want to be able to see that program implemented, because it did show, when done right, to reduce violence by 60 to 70%. We know that 20% of the people are doing 80% of the problems. So we have to address that 20% and be able to move them on an empowerment path. And if not, locking those others up and making sure that we're asking for dollars for our court system to move people actually through the process. Because we now have people waiting 2-4 years in order to be able to go through a court process for a crime that they committed. That within itself is just not acceptable.
I want to address inequalities in the city, disparities. You see racial disparities in employment, in incarceration, as you mentioned, in infant and maternal mortality, health determinants, education. It's everywhere. How do you affect real change in these chronic racial problems?
Well, I think you have to first start with being honest that you have these issues. Second, you have to get rid of the failure in the various departments. I'm not certain if you're aware, but there was an audit that showed that the city of Milwaukee was saying that they did the work on lead, that when individuals, young people tested positive for lead, that they were testing their environments and that they were dealing with the remediation of lead at the levels and the way that they were supposed to. But the audit by the Legislative Audit Bureau showed that that was not true. And so the city was frankly just lying on its documents, and there was no accountability. And I know that you mentioned that the former mayor was able to go and be the ambassador, but that former mayor was a part of having an administration that did not was not honest and did not meet the requirements. So the first thing we're going to do is make sure that we don't have failing departments like we have with the Fire and Police Commission, because the former administration did not appoint all of the commissioners that we could, that they did not put standards in to prevent from misuse or misbehavior, so that we had huge settlements. So putting people in that are qualified and that will not have failing departments that are giving misinformation, that if a resident or a citizen like you or I did those things, we would have criminal consequences for our actions.
Sounds like you're saying you want consequences and you want transparency.
That is correct. Transparency, inclusion, and accountability. Those are the things.
State Senator Taylor, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Lena Taylor, a candidate for Milwaukee mayor in the February 15th primary election. We're working to schedule interviews with all seven candidates on the nonpartisan primary election ballot. Join us Tuesday at 7 for our next Milwaukee mayor candidate conversation. Just ahead, we talked to a college student who read 365 books last year, actually more than that, and find out how that went down, how that actually worked. Back in a minute here on the Ideas Network.